Hello, and welcome to Another Moment in Creation with Diana Wedge. Today, we're learning about reindeer. I know you probably think of a particular sleigh when you hear the word reindeer, but there's more to these creatures than a story about a fat man in red. Reindeer are mammals, scientifically referred to as Rangifer tarandus. That's a subspecies of the deer kind in the family Cervidae. Caribou and reindeer are in the same species. Reindeer vary from 3 to 8 feet tall, and that does not include their antlers. They can weigh between 120 and 700 pounds. The wild reindeer can live about 10 to 15 years at most, although they usually only make it to 4 years, and this is due to predators and, believe it or not, insects. People use reindeer for food sources such as meat and milk, and they also use the skins for leather. I'm not sure if they use them for sleighs, but that would be kind of fun to find out. Reindeer have a circumpolar distribution range, and this means that reindeer are found at high latitudes and longitudes around the world. These herbivores' main food source is lichen, but they will eat grasses along with twigs and mushrooms. Answers in Genesis, or AIG, explains that a reindeer is known to paw at the snow to uncover its food, even when 2 to 3 feet cover the plants. How does the reindeer know how to do this? God designed it this way. The reindeer's coat is made of dense, short hair that is hollow. This enables it to hold air and shed water, which makes it perfect for the colder temperatures where they live. It is an extremely thick type of hair, and it offers an excellent insulation in the frigid temperatures of the Arctic and subarctic regions that it inhabits. Although its coat is mostly short, around its head and neck they have longer hair which form a distinct mane of hairs. Most reindeer are brown with a gray underbelly which helps them blend into the snow during winter, and their antlers are reddish or grayish brown. Did you know that reindeer and caribou are the only deer with fur on their nose pads? Reindeer thrive in a winter wonderland. Educated in biology, writer Stephanie McDorman shares some terrific information about reindeers. Reindeer, with their brilliant design for navigating life in a frigid home, will go down in history. Like the fabled team that supposedly pulls the big red guy's sleigh, the reindeer inhabits the treacherous, frigid climates of the far north. When God created the deer kind Cervidae, the world was perfect. But after the fall and the worldwide flood, the climate changed so that now some areas of the world are extremely frigid. Though the deer does not fly and its nose certainly does not glow like Rudolph's in the Christmas song, God gave the reindeer some marvelous traits and instincts so it can thrive in its winter wonderland. Let's talk about the reindeer's Arctic journey. Some herds are basically sedentary, preferring to stay in one location, while other herds are migratory, meaning they move great distances as a unit. In Europe and Northern Asia, reindeer have been somewhat domesticated, while in North America, their cousins run wild and they are often called caribou. Migration patterns vary for different reindeer populations and different conditions from year to year. But the reindeer surpasses all other land mammals when it comes to migration distances. The porcupine, caribou, or reindeer herd is named for its calving grounds near the Porcupine River in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They've been known to travel an incredible distance of 3,000 miles in 1 year. This annual behavior plays a critical role in the species' survival. They travel long distances to chow down on willow, blueberry, and birch leaves, sometimes eating 9 to 18 pounds of vegetation a day. On this journey, the reindeer often crosses raging rivers, frequently crowded with chunks of ice. But God has equipped it well for this athletic challenge. Its winter hair is long and hollow, acting somewhat like a life jacket, and it helps them to float in the water. And with broad, cloven hooves, the reindeer paddles efficiently through the water. On land, trudging through snow and ice is a formidable task, but the reindeer has built-in snowshoes. Those broad hooves are also concave, with patches of hair underneath, distributing the reindeer's weight at an average of 2 pounds per square inch. By comparison, the moose exerts a force of 8 pounds per square inch. This means a moose exerts 4 times more pressure and leaves deep prints where a reindeer might leave none. The helpful hooves distribute the reindeer's weight, not only to minimize sinking into the snow, but also to provide traction on slippery surfaces. In the summer, the reindeer's foot pads become sponge-like and provide extra traction for the soft tundra. In the winter, the pads shrink and tighten, exposing the hoof rim, which cuts into the snow and ice and also allows them to dig for food. Reindeer are born to run. Pregnant female caribou or reindeer leave their winter abode ahead of the males and hurry to their birthing grounds, while the males bring up the rear with the slower-moving year-old calves. Why all the rush? The mothers-to-be want to reach the calving grounds where predators are few. The new spring plants that are there will enable the mothers to produce nutritious milk for their young calves. Soon after arrival, they give birth to their new progeny. The little wanderers are up and running in no time. In fact, a day-old reindeer calf can outrun a human. As soon as the rest of the herd arrives, the calves will need to keep up with the herd to stay safe. The nose knows. God showcases his wonders of engineering in the reindeer, from its feet all the way to its nose. Inhaling Arctic winter air directly into the lungs would kill the cells in seconds, but the reindeer's nose can warm incoming breath by as much as 70 to 80 degrees Celsius in less than 1 second. The inner structure of the nose provides a large surface area which rapidly warms the air. Then, when the lungs exhale the air, the nose cools the outgoing air and dries it to prevent 2 critical resources from escaping, these being heat and moisture. These animals are real world wonders. From nose to feet, the reindeer's expert design shines as a testimony to the Creator's care. The Almighty Creator asked Job in chapter 39, verse 1, "Do you know the time when the wild mountain goats bear young, or can you mark when the deer gives birth?" Our omnipotent God sees and watches over all His creation. Just as He sees and feeds the birds of the air, He cares for reindeer calves born in the snowy north and equips them for their challenging environment. How much more He cares for us. Let's talk a little about hoof clicks and reindeer antlers. Reindeer make a clicking sound when they walk, which may help the herd stay together in blizzard conditions. The sound does not come from the mouth, rather, a tendon slips over the foot bones, making the clicks. Reindeer antlers grow in a long curving arc, first backwards but then curving back to point to the front again. Reindeer are the only deer species in which females, as well as the males, have antlers. This is thought to be because females can use the antlers to find food. In snow, the antlers are used to scrape snow away from the ground, making them an important feature for survival. Female reindeer may also use their antlers to help defend the young from predators. Generally speaking, the antlers of female reindeer are not as thick and stocky as those of the males. The antlers are lost each year and regrown new, covered in velvet, which is eventually shed. After the antlers have been lost, a new set begins to grow immediately and are normally ready by the following autumn. Like human fingerprints, no two reindeer antlers are exactly the same. Reindeer can see short wavelengths in the ultraviolet spectrum, possibly increasing visual contrast between UV-reflective snow and UV-absorbing lichens, their favorite food, as well as the fur of wolves, who are potential predators. This ability may also help them decide where to step because the reflection of UV light from the snow varies based on how hard-packed or slippery the surface may be. Speaking of reindeer eyes, did you know that reindeer eyes turn blue in winter? According to scientist Dr. David Catchpole from Creation Ministries International, or CMI, the golden-colored eyes of Arctic reindeer turn deep blue in winter. A researcher involved with this discovery in 2001 is neuroscientist Glenn Jaffrey. He describes the color differences as dramatic, and he says that it took him 12 years to slowly find out just what's going on and why. To put a complex explanation very briefly, it turns out the color change is because the reindeer seasonally changes the wavelength reflection from the reflective surface, commonly known as the cat's eye, behind their retina. In the Arctic summer, with up to 24 hours of sunlight each day, this reflection is golden as most light is reflected back directly through the retina. In contrast, in winter, when the darkness lasts as long as the summer's light, the deep blue appearance of the eyes is associated with less light and shorter wavelengths reflected out of the eye. The shift to blue scatters light sideways, and it's helpful in darkness. The reindeer's ability, the first kind like this ever discovered, is obviously an advantage to its unique environment. Take note that the adaptation here is not the same as when selection favors better suited variants in a population. When that happens, it's over generations, where this is a sophisticated seasonal adjustment, a back and forth change within the individual's lifetime. Such unsuspected layers of complexity make the molecules-to-man dilemma of eye origins even more intractable, and they are strong evidences for God's creation and design. Are there any red-nosed reindeer? Reindeer do sometimes develop red noses thanks to reindeer nosebot flies. The flies lay eggs inside a reindeer's nostrils, and larvae grow in the sinuses and throat. One of the side effects is inflammation or a red nose. The reindeer eventually sneezes the pests out. On a fun note, because we're all thinking about it, do you remember the nine reindeer mentioned in Rudolph's well-known song?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Do you know the backstory to Rudolph? In 1939, writer Robert May worked in the ad department of Montgomery Ward, a department store chain second only to Sears as America's largest retailer at the time. Every year, they purchased and gave away free Christmas coloring books. But they decided that year to create their own. They gave the task of writing it to May. Remembering his daughter's love of the deer in the Lincoln Park Zoo, May invented the subject of his book, a little reindeer with a shiny nose. When Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out at Christmas that year, it was an instant hit.
Yeah!
Montgomery Ward gave out 2.4 million copies and only stopped issuing it because of wartime restrictions on paper. When they resumed in 1946, it was even more popular. Songwriter Johnny Marks married Robert May's sister, Margaret. He wrote the song and music to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He asked Gene Autry to record it, and although Autry did not like the song, his wife did, and she persuaded him to put it on the B-side. For those of you much younger, you won't know what that's referring to, but basically that's a record we used to play, and you had an A-side with the most popular song, and the B-side was usually the least favorite song. But this B-side song became the second biggest selling Christmas song of all time, only behind White Christmas. In 1964, Johnny Marks' song gave inspiration for the stop-motion film. It was produced by Rankin Bass Productions, and with the exception of Burl Ives, all of the voices were recorded by Canadian actors at RCA Studios in Toronto. The popularity of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has never waned. It has been broadcast every year since 1964, making it the longest-running Christmas TV special in history. Back to God's hand in His creation. God made the reindeer and caribou, all deer kind for that matter. He gave the reindeer the ability to not only survive, but to thrive in some of the most frigid conditions on Earth. The incredibly complex design he created within these amazing animals includes their hooves, their fur, their eyes, and we can't forget how the newborns are so quick to keep up with the herd, all while relishing life in freezing temperatures. I'm so glad his creation brings such delight when we take the time to study what he has done. This is Diana signing off until we share another moment in creation.